Welcome to Real Store. In today's episode, we delve into the fascinating history of one of the greatest civilizations the world has ever known, the Roman Empire. Spanning over 1,000 years, this remarkable empire left an indelible mark on the course of human history, from its humble beginnings as a small city-state to becoming a vast empire stretching across the three continents. The Roman Empire captivates us with its grandeur, triumphs, and eventual decline. In 509 BC, the people of Rome overthrew their king and established a republic. This was a big deal because it meant that the people were now in charge of their own government. The republic lasted for over 400 years, and during that time, Rome became a major power in the Mediterranean world. There were a few reasons why the Roman Republic was so successful. First, the Romans were really good at war. They had a strong military and they were always looking for new places to conquer. Second, the Romans were really good at building things. They built roads, bridges, and aqueducts that are still standing today. Third, the Romans were really good at absorbing other cultures. They took the best ideas from other people and made them their own. The Roman Republic was a time of great progress for Rome. It was a time of great expansion, great innovation, and great cultural exchange. It was a time when Rome became one of the most powerful and influential empires in the world. One of the most famous characters in the history of the Roman Empire is Julius Caesar. He was a Roman general and statesman who played a critical role in the fall of the Roman Republic and the rise of the Roman Empire. He was born in 100 BC and died in 44 BC. Caesar was a brilliant military strategist and tactician, and he led the Roman army to victory in many battles, including the Gallic Wars. He was also a skilled politician, and he rose to power through a series of political alliances. In 49 BC, Caesar crossed the Rubicon River with his army, which marked the beginning of the Roman Civil War. Caesar won the Civil War and became dictator of Rome. However, he was assassinated by a group of senators in 44 BC. Caesar was a complex and controversial figure. He was a brilliant military leader, a skilled politician, and a gifted writer. However, he was also ambitious and ruthless, and he was willing to use violence to achieve his goals. Caesar's legacy is still debated today. Some people see him as a great hero, while others see him as a tyrant. However, there is no doubt that he was one of the most important figures in Roman history. So, if you want to talk about Caesar, you should remember the Civil War. It was a series of civil wars fought between Julius Caesar and his supporters and the forces of the Roman Senate and its allies from 49 BC to 45 BC. The war resulted in the victory of Caesar and the end of the Roman Republic. The war began when Caesar, who had been appointed governor of Gaul for 5 years, refused to disband his army and returned to Rome at the end of his term. The Senate declared Caesar a public enemy and ordered him to be arrested. Caesar responded by crossing the Rubicon River, which marked the boundary between Gaul and Italy, with his army. It was a great army. This act marked the beginning of the Civil War. Caesar quickly won a series of victories over the force of the Senate. In 48 BC, he defeated Pompey, the Senate's leading general, at the Battle of Pharsalus. After this victory, Caesar was able to march on Rome and take control of the city. The Senate was dissolved and Caesar was appointed dictator for life. Caesar's victory in civil war marked the end of the Roman Republic. He began to rule as a monarch and he was assassinated by a group of senators in 44. However, his death didn't end the civil war. His adopted son, Octavian, eventually defeated Caesar's assassins and became the first Roman emperor. The Roman Civil War was a bloody and destructive conflict. It led to the deaths of thousands of people and the destruction of much property. However, it also led to the end of the Roman Republic and the beginning of the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire would go on to become one of the greatest empires in history. Augustus, or Octavian, was the first Roman emperor, and he ruled from 27 BC to 14 AD. He helped to create a time of peace and prosperity in the Roman Empire. This time period is known as the Pax Romana, or the Roman Peace. Augustus did a lot of cool things during his reign. He did a lot of things during his reign. He reformed the government, expanded the empire's borders, and promoted trade and commerce. He also encouraged the arts and science, and he built a bunch of public works like roads, bridges, and aqueducts. Augustus was a pretty popular emperor, and he has considered one of the greatest Roman emperors. So, ancient Rome had a very hierarchical social structure, with the emperor at the top and slaves at the bottom. In between were the patricians and plebeians and equestrians and the freedmen. Patricians, they were the original Roman nobility. They were wealthy landowners and held most of the political and economic power. Plebeians were the common people. They made up the majority of the population and worked as farmers, artisans, and merchants. They had fewer rights than the patricians, but they did have some say in government. Equestrians, they were wealthy merchants and businessmen. They were below the patricians, but above the plebeians. They had some political power, but they weren't allowed to serve in the Roman Senate. Freedmen, they were slaves who had been freed by their masters. They had some rights, such as the right to own property and to marry a free woman, but they weren't considered to be full citizens. Slaves, they were considered to be the property of their masters. They had no rights and could be bought and sold, beaten, or even killed. It was a difficult for them to move up the social ladder in ancient Rome, but it was impossible. Some people were able to improve their social status through hard work, military service, or marriage. So the Roman military was one of the most powerful and effective fighting forces in the ancient world. It was responsible for the expansion of the Roman Empire from a small city-state to a vast empire that stretched from Britain to North Africa. The Roman military was made up of two main types of troops, legionaries and auxiliaries. Legionaries were Roman citizens who served for 20 years. They were well-trained and equipped with heavy armor and weapons. Auxiliaries were non-citizens who served for 25 years. They were usually lightly armed and equipped, and they often came from the provinces that the Roman had conquered. The Roman military was also very organized. It was divided into legions, which were further divided into cohorts and centuries. Each legion has its own standard, which was carried into battle by a standard bearer. The Roman military was very successful in battle. It used a variety of tactics, including the phalanx formation, the manipular formation, and the cohort formation. The Romans were also skilled in siege warfare and engineering. The Roman military was a major factor in the rise of the Roman Empire. It helped to protect the empire from its enemies and to expand its borders. The Roman military also played a role in Roman society. It was a way for young men to gain citizenship. and to advance their social status. The Roman military was a complex and sophisticated institution. It was one of the key factors in the success of the Roman Empire. Actually, there is a lot of famous wars in the history of the Roman Empire. The Punic Wars, one of them. They were a series of three wars fought between Rome and Carthage from 264 to 146 BC. The wars were named after the Carthaginians, who were also known as the Punics. The first Punic War was fought over control of Sicily, the second over control of Spain, and the third over the fate of Carthage itself. The Romans won all three wars, and Carthage was eventually destroyed. The first one was the longest and most costly war fought by Rome up that point. The war began when Rome intervened in a dispute between Carthage and Syracuse, a Greek city-state in Sicily. The Romans quickly defeated the Carthaginians at sea and eventually captured the island of Sicily. The Second Punic War was the most famous of the Punic Wars. It was fought between Hannibal, or a Carthaginian general, and Cybo Africanus, a Roman general. Hannibal is best known for his crossing of the Alps with elephants, but he was eventually defeated by Scipio at the Battle of Zama in 202 BC. The third one was the shortest of the Punic Wars, but it was also the most destructive. The Romans decided to destroy Carthage once and for all, and they razed the city to the ground. Second one, the Roman-Persians Wars. The Roman-Persians Wars were a series of wars fought between Rome and the Persian Empire from the 3rd century BC to the 7th century AD. The wars were fought over control of the Middle East. The wars were fought on and off for over 400 years, and neither side ever gained a decisive advantage. The Roman-Persian Wars were some of the longest and most costly wars fought by Rome. The wars were caused by a number of factors, including the rivalry between Rome and Persia for control of the Middle East, the religious difference between the Romans and the Persians, and the economic and political instability of both empires. The wars were very destructive, and they led to the deaths of many Romans and Persian citizens. The Roman-Jewish Wars, a series of wars fought between Rome and the Jewish people from the 1st century BC to the 2nd century AD. The wars ended with the destruction of the Second Temple in Jerusalem and the expulsion of the Jews from the Holy Land. The Roman-Jewish Wars were caused by a number of factors, including the Roman expansion into Judea, the religious difference between the Romans and the Jews, and the economic and political instability of Judea. The wars were very destructive, and they led to the deaths of many Roman and Jewish citizens. The Roman-Germanic Wars. It began in the 1st century BC when the Romans began to expand their territory into Germania, the land of the Germanic tribes. The Romans were initially successful and they conquered much of Germania. However, the Germanic tribes were fierce warriors and they eventually pushed the Romans back. The Roman-Germanic Wars continued for centuries and they were some of the most costly wars fought by Rome. The wars eventually led to the fall of the Western Roman Empire in the 5th century AD. These are just a few of the most famous wars in Roman history. There were many other wars that were fought during the Roman Empire, but these are some of the most important and well known. The Roman Empire was a huge and powerful empire that lasted for over 400 years, but eventually it collapsed. There are a lot of reasons why the Roman Empire fell, but some of the main ones are invasion by barbarian tribes. The Roman Empire was constantly under attack from barbarian tribes from the north and east. These tribes would often raid Roman territory and